Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, have another special guest, Rita, and the reason I'm bringing Rita on is because she's been going through some stress and with her getting back on her program, and I wanted to use this as a teaching tool to help people who get off track getting back on track. So welcome, Rita.
Thanks.
Hey, Rita, can you just give me in a thumbnail sketch, you were doing good at one time, right? You were doing great. You're on the program, you're losing weight, you're feeling great. And then you kind of went through some stuff, right?
I did, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I tell you, it really wasn't the stuff that knocked me off track. It was me going back to my emotional eating, thinking that that would comfort me. And I knew it the whole time. I knew it every single first couple bites. I was like, this isn't even good. I don't even like it. But I did it as just a habit, because that's what I always did before was emotional eat. So yeah, that's how I went off track. And then the stress really, I feel like, put on the weight pretty quick.
Yeah, I could only imagine. And guys, if you're watching this, if you had a similar thing, there's various reasons why people go to food and why they eat. You know, you have people that are relieving stress. You have people that relieve emotional pain, physical pain. They eat out of boredom. They eat because they have to eat everything on their plate because they don't want to waste any food. And then you have people that eat for health and because they're hungry. And then you got people that eat for pleasure, because it tastes good. So there's many different motivations. So specifically, you've been eating to relieve stress, right?
Okay. Yeah, and because I thought I remembered that it tasted good, but it doesn't ever. Actually, it's kind of weird because even though I'm still eating for stress, and I'm trying to get back on keto, I still don't think it tastes as good. It's like after I went keto, nothing is as satisfying as what I thought it was.
Interesting. Do you ever eat when you're not hungry?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because now my body has gotten used to the carb intake again, and I don't feel that satisfying feeling that I did when I was on keto. Just that feeling of always being perfectly satisfied. Like when I was on keto, I want that back so bad. I have to get back on it.
I know. And so tell me, what specific foods that you can't resist that you have to eat?
Everything's changed since I was on keto, because I don't really have a specific food anymore that makes me satisfied, that I can't resist.
So then what foods are you eating that you shouldn't be eating?
Okay. Probably sweets. That was always my go-to before keto. And I guess sweets and maybe bread, but mostly sweets probably.
What kind of sweets?
Bready sweets. So like cakes.
Cake. So cake and frosting.
No, just cakey kind of.
Oh, so it's like the dough, the kind of the wheat part of the cake.
Probably. It's like, yeah, because I'm looking for that feeling that I had on keto. But I get spurts. Another thing that I did that I really think knocked me off very bad, and I'm working on that specifically right now, is alcohol.
Okay.
That right there was probably the ultimate derailer of what I was doing. I tried it out because I wasn't, you know, I didn't do alcohol before keto. But I tried it because I'm like, well, I'm doing good on keto and everything. Let me just add this alcohol to relieve my stress. And that, if you're not working right in the brain, then I kind of went to my emotional eating when I was, under the influence. You get hungry after you go have a night out or whatever, and then you just come home and I just eat crap. And I would think the whole time, like back in my brain, I'm like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. And this alcohol is just not helping. So right now I'm really working on not stress drinking, and I'm doing pretty good at that. And I felt like that was like the first thing I really, really needed to do, because if I can get back on keto, I don't want to have an alcoholic binge and then go and have a bad night and then get re-addicted to it.
Right. Okay, so I just want to give you some tips on that, because there's a couple things that will help. What happens when people are off track, they get into this old habit type thing. And these old habits are just kind of totally connected to the past, right? They're not connected to the present. So you have to do things to keep you in the present. What would that mean? Well, the first thing is that I would highly recommend, and this is just something you have to do, keep a food log, and actually document everything, and for the only purpose of keeping you in the present. And then, so you write down on the left side all the foods that you eat through the day or drink. And then what you do on the right side, right next to it, is you're writing down your motivation, why you're doing it. Because that's going to force you as an exercise to keep you conscious, aware. It keeps you looking at what you're doing, because if I'm going to right now punch my hand through that wall, I can punch it, but it's going to hurt. But if I'm just very aware of that's going to hurt, it's like I'm going to be very conscious. I could do it, but I already knew I was doing it consciously and I hurt myself. I can actually live with that, versus people that tend to get in this almost like mindless automaticity, this automatic thing that they're doing, and they're like, it's below their awareness. It's kind of weird. Now, then if you add alcohol, then you're even less conscious, and then you do it more. So it's all about bringing you in more into the present and keep you in the present. So, and what does that mean? It means being connected to your environment.
Right.
Connected. So like going for a long walk and actually observing trees and things versus in your head,
Right.
Like when you're walking, or what about people when they're driving? You look around, very few people are in the present. They're just driving along on automatic. They probably didn't even look at the road. I don't even know how they get through and don't crash.
Right. So
we got to like put you, keep you in the present. And I think keeping a food log every single day and then writing down everything you eat, and then that's going to like force you to just be more aware. So that's number one.
Right. Okay.
Number two is going to be, we got to make it, we have to change some of the motivation to eat while you're eating. So these other ways of just getting you into trouble, but we have to change the motivation. The two good reasons to eat would be to eat for health, eat for nutrients, fulfill hunger. But the pleasure thing, I think you can also get pleasure through eating healthy. I think you should also in your house prepare a lot of so-called healthy junk foods, like the keto desserts and stuff and cookies. So you just keep it in the house. So at least you have a go-to that has an alternative form of junk food.
Right.
Now, let's shift to the alcohol. I just found out like at some of the health food stores, especially in our area, we have something called Mom's. And you could probably find this. They sell kombucha tea with 5.6% alcohol.
Right.
Now, that's like equivalent to a very strong beer that you would buy in Canada. Because I think in America, it's like, it might be 3 or 4% alcohol. But as a transition off the crappy alcohol, you can actually do kind of a keto alcohol drink. And the reason I'm saying that is that I drank some of that about 2 weeks ago just to test it out. And wow, it's like no negative reactions. Like I felt really relaxed, but I didn't feel drunk at all. But it kind of gave you a stress relief. And even regular kombucha tea has a very, very small amount of alcohol. It just kind of is going to relax you. And it's a way to get the same texture and give you some alternative rather than the actual alcohol itself that's going to create more problems for you. So then the third thing is, so number one, get you to be aware, write down everything as a standard thing every single day for a period of time.
Okay.
Change your motivation, you know, for health. And then once you start doing it more, it's going to be easier and easier. The problem with keto is that it's really all or nothing, because what gets you into keto is lowering your carbs. If you do it sort of and you have a little more carbs, then you're not really in keto. Now you're going to, once you get off, now you're off. Now you're going to roller coaster. So it's like, I think once you get into it for just like a little bit more time, it'll be easier, because now you're out of, okay, I got momentum here. Okay, so now we have to make it easier by also changing your environment. In other words, you have to make it a point not to hang out at the bar anymore or wherever you go. I don't know where you go. But you don't want to hang out in bar. Like, you don't want to go to the bakery and hang out in the afternoons. Like, change your environment so this stuff is not in your face. You probably have friends that are not maybe the best influences, I'm just guessing. And like, you need to kind of choose your friends a little bit more wisely and not hang out with these people that throw you off as much. Maybe you hang out with some keto friends. I don't know. I'm just wondering if there's people also that you can, because I tell you, like, especially in, the worst thing is groups. Like, you need to be careful not to go to too many social groups, because it gets a little crazy. Like, everyone's, oh yeah, let's party, let's go off the program, let's drink. And it's really hard to be the odd man out or the odd person out to not do it too, right? I mean, especially family gatherings, social parties. Oh my gosh, holidays is the worst. I'm sure that might not be real to you. But
oh no, I'm kind of dreading, because my very, very, very favorite aunt is coming in, and we kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah.
So I am dreading, not that she's coming, I love that she's coming, but how am I going to veer her away from our tequila shots?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So at the summit, we did a keto summit, and we had a platinum dinner at, and we served these drinks that were no alcohol, but they were like, I think it was like cranberry. They taste like alcohol drinks without the alcohol. What you should do, this is what you should do. Be a trendsetter. You should serve, don't even tell her. Don't even tell her it's not alcohol. Just do the kombucha shots. And then also do some keto-friendly cookies and stuff. And I think she probably will go, wow, this is really good alcohol. I feel really great on this. This is wonderful. I don't know. You're going to have to figure that out. But
yeah, well, I'm going to have to figure that out for sure. We just take the bottle and slam it. So there's no getting past tricking her. But I am. I'm just going to have to be upfront and just say no. And so if I can do that, I know I can get back on keto, because me and her are just ridiculous together. So
it's really,
I know about that.
I know, yeah, because it's these people really can throw you off. Because I do know, because, that
you know, I have an addictive nature, so I find that when I try to trick myself into doing something opposite, I don't think for me that is really a good thing.
Okay.
Even with the keto desserts and stuff, at this very point,
okay,
it's not a good thing for me, but I have made them. I do make them because my family, they actually like them. So, and it makes me happy to give them healthy desserts and me not have to have bad desserts in the house. So that if I do happen to grab something, that's what it is.
So you probably just need to go all or nothing and just not even go.
That's what I did last time. And you know, my mindset last time was eliminate sugar. I knew I had to do that. But in my mind, instead of saying you can't have sugar, I just did your 5 to 7 cups of dark green leafy vegetables. That's what I did. I did asparagus and broccoli and salads, and I made sure that I had 5 to 7 cups of that every single day. That was my number one rule. So instead of saying I can't, I was like, I have to do this. After that, we'll figure it out, you know, but I do need to eliminate sugar. But the feeling that started coming over my body when I did that was I didn't even want it. After a year, I could say no to cheesecake, which that's my very, very, very favorite. Like, I can't resist cheesecake. I guess you said, what can I not resist? That would be one thing that I would probably not be able to resist. But when I had all of those vegetables and I did it, made sure I had my vegetables basically. And also fat. It was, I found out at that time that whenever I feel like I need something or I'm hungry again, I found out that, that fat really kept me, feeling satisfied. So I take a tablespoon of coconut oil when I was doing keto. And if I felt like I needed a snack, I'd take a tablespoon of coconut oil and a little bit of peanut butter with it. That was like perfect sugar fat ratio for me. And I was fine. Like, I didn't want anything else. That's what I did then. So now I'm back. I feel good about my not drinking. I'm a little nervous about my aunt coming in, but I feel good about how I haven't gone to that for stress. I've kind of replaced it with food, which is not good, but now that I'm over the alcohol thing, now I feel like I need to get back on to making sure I get my vegetables, at least something has to change right now because I'm good with the alcohol.
Good.
Until my aunt comes in. I'll let you know about my aunt.
Right. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, so that's why, you know, we're just trying to improve the situation right now, make it easier, make it less intense, you know, and then you build yourself up through basically saying no, like, okay, no. In having that, willpower is basically the ability to say no and resist certain temptations.
Right.
So if you can do that and keep strengthening that, because it's like an exercise. But I will say, there's always a situation that throws you off because stress puts you out of the present. It knocks you out of the present.
Yes.
So you're not really
comfortable. I like that. I like that you're saying that because that is very true. That is so true. I really felt like I need to be grounded. Like I need to just ground myself at this point. It's like, okay, I'm done going to alcohol all the time, but now I'm feeling like I need to get on a path right now. There's something kind of missing. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so we just make it as simple as possible. From now on, you're creating a food log. You're writing everything down. That will help you. And then also you're writing down why you're like looking at, why am I eating this? Okay, write that down. And then just by looking at that, it'll help you because it keeps you from this mindless automatic thing that's kind of running you in the background. And then what you can do today, you want to start tomorrow, is you're going to just basically start with your keto meal today. So your next meal, when you get hungry, don't. And here's the other thing. If you can try like heck not, like, if you eat when you're not hungry, that's going to keep you eating because you drop the blood sugars down. So one really important piece of information is to don't eat unless you're hungry. And that's kind of like a discipline of focusing on not eating, which eliminates all the reasons for eating because you're not eating. And it'll actually, the fasting improves your cognitive function. So addictive things tend to kind of chill out a little bit. So And then you go to your meal, and then you're going to have like your salad, your huge salad, moderate protein, and then your fat. So those just focus on those. Keep it simple. And then make sure your dog's on keto as well.
I know. Bubba, stop.
And then go as long as you can till you get hungry. Don't even try to set up a pattern of, I'm going to do this pattern of intermittent fasting. Just wait until you're hungry and then eat. Okay, good. I'm going to go longer. Because what happens is when you don't eat is that the brain starts to, you start regrowing certain brain cells, which is kind of cool. So it'll actually help help everything because you'll be more in the present. So,
all right.
So that is your plan. Let's keep it simple. Do you feel like that can actually work for you?
I absolutely feel like the journaling is a wonderful start to getting in touch with what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and staying accountable to myself. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that could really help me get back on track.
Good. Yeah. It's this will be like the awareness, the new awareness of just keeping aware of what you're doing. Cause it's like, sometimes you're like, wow, I didn't even realize I was doing it last month. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So you got a plan. So go ahead and start, and let's do an update in a little bit and see how you're doing. Cause we do want to do a follow-up with you probably a month from now. And I want to hear great success.
Okay.
All right. No pressure.
But
we'll be doing the follow-up in about a month. So the next thing is just to go ahead and start today.
All right, Dr. Berg.
Okay. All right. Thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
See you.
Bye.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.